Episode 76, Dungeons. Hey guys, it's David here, and welcome to another Ordering Chaos discussion. Today we are going to be talking about the new level 70 content, which most of you guys already know, and we're just going to be discussing that and speculating on the future content that's most likely coming soon. And today I am joined by a special guest star.
Hey guys, I'm BNS Gamer.
Yeah, you guys probably don't know him from anywhere, so it's his debut on YouTube. And Ben, you just recently got to 70, right?
Yeah, I really recently.
Do you want to talk about how you got to 70?
Oh, yeah. So what I did is I was really slow. I never did any quests because I was too lazy, and I was busy a lot. So once this update came out with the new dungeon and everything, they gave a new sort of addition to the dungeons. You can now get XP from them, but you only get XP from them if you use the dungeon finder. Mm-hmm. So, if you use the dungeon finder for MZN, which is the new dungeon in normal, then you get 225,000 XP for each run. So, I literally leveled every 4 to 7 dungeon runs, I'd have to say, about. So, it wasn't hard at all. I got some good gear, good trinkets from it, and I just leveled from 70 from there.
Yeah, and one thing I wouldn't recommend doing, which a lot of people have been confused about, is just doing the dungeon finder when you're like not teamed and hoping that there's 3 other people with the correct class also queuing. What I recommend is getting 3 other teammates either like from your guild or just randomly just saying need team for MZN, and just get the whole team there. And then if you queue, it doesn't have to find anyone else. You can still queue with a full team and then you just select your role and you can go in. So there's a lot of people who waste a lot of time just like trying to queue solo or with 2 people, and it's just not going to work. So I recommend trying to find a team. And also MZL has that same feature, and actually all the dungeons do. You can choose whatever dungeon you want. So it's like PvP arenas where you don't have to actually go to Greenmont to go to that PvP arena place to actually get into the arena. You can just queue from anywhere and get sent into the dungeon. And each dungeon has a reward, and it gives you like a bag with a reward in it, and usually it's just like mana pots or something, but for MZN it's like trinkets which you can sell. And I believe that all of the level 60 dungeons each give 10 gold per run, and then MZL gives 15 gold per run, and you can do 3 runs per exhaust tab unless you like use the epic exhaust glitch for bosses, which I'm not sure if it works still. I'm not sure about that, but you can get 15 gold per run. You can make a lot of gold. So
I'm guessing that whatever that the Abyss of Limitless Gears, yeah. If you queue on that in normal, you'll probably get like 300,000 XP.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's my guess. But
so yeah, it's gonna be hard to do both the dungeons because basically Game Op's gonna force you to tab, because there just isn't enough exhaust to do both the dungeons multiple times on just 100 exhaust. So it kind of makes me hate the exhaust system again. And since we're getting like 5-minute runs on this, or some people are, I'm not actually getting 5-minute runs, but average, I'd say people get about 15 to 20-minute runs, and you're getting a total of 40 exhaust for that 20-minute run, which is kind of unfair to me, and it kind of makes me wish that the exhaust system was back to what it used to be, where it was based on time. I mean, at first, like when you first do the dungeon the first day, you're going to be using a lot of exhaust because you're going to fail a lot, and that's when you kind of appreciate the exhaust system. That's only the first day, and then after that, when it's like on farm status, you kind of hate it because then you have to tab all the time, and GameLoft's making a lot of money from that. So I'm waiting for another rune sale because I have a $25 card and I want to get double the amount of tabs for it. In MZL, we've been getting the new T3, and of course this is just blue for now, like it was in RKL, KPL for like T1, and we're actually getting 4 pieces of T3, but one of them is already epic, which is the boots. I'm going to talk about this real quick in case you guys don't know. There's this website called oachead.com. You can just look it up on Google because it has like a slash in between if you don't know how to type it in. And it shows like all of the items of this update and items that are coming in the next update. So it shows the already epic versions of our blue T3. And so far, we only have head, chest, and shoulders as blue, and we're going to have the ability to make those epic next update, I presume. And then, as I said, the boots are already epic, so there's actually no recipe for the boots, which means that, as of right now at least, they're only dropping from the chest. So what do you think about that? Like, just the epic boots dropping from the chest not being able to be crafted.
I'm not sure, like, really what that means, like, why GameLoft's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's so cool, like, you get an epic like that. I don't think it's unfair, but I think it's just all luck.
Yeah.
But I wish they just had more epics, mostly, because I never see epics. I don't know about anyone else, but I never see epics, and when I do, they're just, like, not the thing, like, you expect.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Like, I mean, I've actually seen a lot of epics in MZL, but a majority of them have been from the chest, and I believe it was, like, bow, my staff, warrior boots, and I think the cleaver. I think those are the four I've seen, and all of them dropped in the chest, so I don't know. I feel like the chest is a better way to get epics. And for all we know, going back to, like, those epic T3, in the next dungeon, we could have, like, the, I think it's hands or legs in the chest as epic already, so it might be 2 out of 6 you have to get as epic. But that's really confusing to me, because someday, most people are going to have T3, and it's probably mostly going to be epic. But if the boots are only dropping in the chest, and the drop rate for those are not that great, then not everyone's going to have 6 out of 6 T3, which kind of boggles my mind. So I'm hoping that OAC Head is wrong here, and you're going to actually be able to make the boots yourself. But I guess we'll just have to see about that. I'm just going to read an example of the materials you need, just in case you guys want to know. And this is for what are going to be my heel shoulders, which are shoulder pads of the music of Elapsing Pain, and it's the epic version. You need 5 essence of Epoch, and those drop from MZL, from the last boss, and I rarely see them. Have you seen those a lot, Ben?
No, not at all, actually. I haven't seen it at all.
Yeah. I feel like I see the fragments every either 1 to 3 runs.
Yeah, I see the fragments, not the actual essences.
And it's really suckish, I was telling Ben this, that the fragments, according to OAC Head, you need 3 of them for the fragment of Epoch recipe, and I'm not exactly sure how to get that, but you need 3 of those to make 1 essence of Epoch. So you're going to need a ton of them, and I looked up how many essences you actually need for 5 out of 6 T3, and it ends up being 27 essences that you need. So if you just got fragments alone, you'd need 81 of those to make all of your T3 gear, which is kind of a ripoff to me.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. For those who like buying stuff, you can probably just buy the essence of Epoch.
Yeah, like, yeah, I was about 20. To say that. I think they're like 40-something runes in Nick's shop, I'm not sure.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah. It's going to take a long time to get T3, not only because not everyone's going to get the boots, but just the essences alone. I recommend you guys start doing this immediately if you plan to get T3. You need to look on OAC Head and look at the recipe you need. For monks, we need purified frostbite flax, and we need 20 of those, which is just 1 stack for each piece of T3. This is just for monks, so you guys should look up your class too, but you need 4 frostbite flax and 1 purified rune in order to make 1 purified frostbite flax, and you need to make 100 of those for 5 out of 6. And if boots are able to be crafted as well, then you'll need 120. So I recommend that you guys look in the auction house and try to get those while they're cheap. I know the other day I sold my leftovers when I finished crafting them for I believe 1 gold bidding and 2 gold for buying, and I tried to help people out there, but I recommend that you guys go there as soon as you can before more people start selling these for a lot of gold. Do you have any comments about T3, Ben?
No, not at all. I'm probably not going to get the full set until, like, in another, like, 2 months. So don't look at me. Don't look at me as an example.
I mean, they have really, really good stats. So even getting 1 piece would greatly increase your stats. And I'm just looking forward to getting, like, the robe, because the current blue T3 robe really sucks for monks. It has 98 healing power and, like, no wisdom, I think. And then there's this other robe, blue robe in MZL that drops that has like 120 healing and then a certain amount of wisdom. But the upgraded version of the epic monk robe is better than both of those. So just getting one piece will help me out a lot. Have you seen any epics in MZL yet?
I've only seen one, and that's the only epic I've seen in the entire game drop in the dungeon, except for, like, essences and stuff. But it was actually Monk Boots. It was the T3 Monk Boots.
For Millie or Divine?
No, it was Divine.
Oh, God. I have to go cry now.
I was freaking out. My friend Zale got it, and yeah. It came in the chest, of course. It was overwhelming, because that's the first epic I've ever seen.
Wow. The only boots that I've seen are warrior boots, so I've been running so much to try to get those heal boots. I still can't get them. I'm just left with this OP staff. But
yeah, I've noticed, though, not many monk items drop from MZL at all.
Yeah,
in my runs.
Yeah. It seems like warrior items are the most... Yeah.
So stupid. It was super hard for me to get my last piece for the dungeon, the hood.
Uh-huh.
It took me forever because it never dropped.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. There's something wrong, I think, with it, because every single warrior that I run with, they have, like, already the full T3 and everything.
What do you think is the hardest boss from MZL right now?
Right now? Actually, I think they're all easy, actually. I've been saying this a lot to most people, because a lot of people think it's hard, and I tell them there's only one word that you gotta do. That's strategy.
Yeah.
If you have strategy for these bosses, they're so easy. And Gameloft said that they reset kind of the difficulty with this update, and so I could see that, and it's I like it. I like the difficulty.
Yeah.
But I really don't think any of the bosses are hard. But if I have to say the hardest, I'd have to say maybe the left one, because if the mage doesn't stun the boss with the charging, then he's just going to destroy our whole team.
I actually have a word that I would describe for this dungeon as well, and it's selection. You have to make sure that you select the right team, because if you get left boss and you don't have a mage, it's going to be extremely hard. And as a healer, I tried healing, I think it was a ranger and a Millie Monk today, and the Millie Monk had claws, and it was extremely hard to heal, and, like, we ended up wiping, so the tank had to do a strategy where he ran around with the mobs, and he just pulled them as they spawned, and then he brought them all to the middle at the end. And that's actually a really good strategy to use, even if you have a mage, because as soon as you kill all those mobs, like, the boss dies immediately. It's crazy. So, it definitely depends on the selection of your team, and I don't only mean gear-wise, I mean, like, class-wise. So if you have, like, two archers and a healer and a tank, it might be really hard to do the left boss. So I would say, based on your team selection, the left boss is probably the hardest. Unless you have a really crappy tank, then core is probably the hardest.
Yeah, there'll also be a little fighting, too, with the gear. Because if there's, like, a ranger thing that drops, and then you have two rangers on your team.
Yeah, that would suck. Yeah. And then the right boss, that's mostly up to the healer, so you have to be a pretty good healer to be able to heal that. But also there is a spot that works where you can just stand the entire time, and I thought that it was fixed, but I actually tested it out multiple times. You can just stand there and the mobs don't get to you, so you can do that if you're running low on time or whatever. But the other way, where you just run around and avoid the mobs, is also pretty fun, so I'd rather do that.
Oh, if you guys haven't looked at the Nyx shop yet, and you haven't seen the Angel Halo, I suggest you get it while it lasts, because it's really good, it's really worth 99 runes, and have you talked about it, David?
No, I haven't talked about it at all.
Oh, I'll let you talk about it then. Explain what it is.
Well, basically, it is something that you can get from Nyx shop, as Ben said, and it's on sale right now, I think, for only like a day or two more, so I'd recommend getting that as soon as you can. And basically, you can keep it on your sidebar, and whenever you die, it has to be every 20 minutes because it cools down for every 20 minutes, you can res immediately, and you don't have to go to the graveyard, you don't have to use runes, so every 20 minutes, you can use it, and it's actually a really good tool to use if, like, your team fails or something. And especially if the tank dies, that's something really important for the tank to have.
Yeah, it really has helped a lot in core and stuff, because sometimes I die.
Uh-huh.
But it just reses completely. You know, if you're a major monkey, you res with full mana, full everything. So
one thing I never asked was if it works in PvP arena. I assume no. But,
no, of course
okay,
not.
Good.
Yeah, that'd
be really
way
cheap. Yeah.
Too annoying.
I mean, PvP arena is already bad enough, as we discussed.
It works in PvP though, regular like PvP.
Oh, okay.
But
so I assume a lot of people would use that in like PvP wars.
Yep.
Be cheap. I mean, they can always use just one rune if they want to as well. So, do you want to talk about PvP arenas? How bad they are now?
Sure.
Alright. So, you guys know that I've ranted about Sins forever, and that's why I never made my Ranger a Sin, because I hate them. And that's mostly because they draw in PvP arenas, and their stun lock is just too long, and as a monk, like, I die in 5 seconds, so it's really freaking annoying. Gameloft actually changed PvP arenas this update and made the damage 50%. So you're only getting 50% damage now on people if you're a Sin or a Warrior or whatever. And also, I believe healing is nerfed 50%. So this has created a new drawing team, and some people have complained about this. It's actually tank and monk now, because it's basically impossible for a Sin to kill a well-geared tank because of the damage reduction, and the monk can just heal him, and the monk won't die because of the 50% damage reduction. So basically, they are just drawing the entire time, or the tank somehow finds a way to, like, shield slap that OP shield slap spell that does, like, 19k damage, and then they can win the match. So it's created a lot of drama in PvP arenas, and not a lot of people are doing them right now. In my video I made the other day, I was queuing for like 30 or more seconds before I got into arena, so obviously not a lot of people are doing that. And of course we ended up facing a drawing tank monk team. So
If you guys haven't seen that yet, go check it out. It's Arena Styles. It's his last video that he's done. It's so funny.
Can you just endorse my video?
I will endorse your video. I will endorse it right now. I endorse David's Arena Styles.
Oh my god.
What episode is it?
23. My dreams have come true. B8's Gamer has endorsed my video.
It's so funny, but yeah, Sins are overpowered. Not just with their stuns, but what most pussy Sins do, and I've noticed that. I'm sorry if you do this, but you're a pussy. What they do is they go and sneak. And this has happened to me in Vega. They go and sneak, and they contract. And if you guys don't know what contract is, what does it do? Like, it increases your crit or something, or your damage for a short period of time.
Yeah.
That's same with Archie, except it's called a stance. And so they use contract. They kill you in 2 seconds or less, and then you smoke bomb and run away. That is the pussiest thing I've ever seen by a Sin.
Yeah,
but that is overpowered, I gotta say.
I think Gameloft really got it wrong this time with PvP arenas. I mean, obviously they were trying to make PvP arenas more fair, but they did it completely wrong. They thought that decreasing the damage would help. Well, as Ben said, Sins still have contract, so they can still get that damage back, even though Gameloft cut it 50%, and they still have that freaking long stun lock. So I don't think Gameloft really did anything here except make people's lives harder, which is what they love to do.
Yeah, guys, if you've played as long as me and David, then you're going to start blaming Gameloft for everything.
Yeah.
I mean everything.
I saw your post on GB about that.
It's true, though. Like, that's what I blame that. Like, who else is there to blame for all this? Who? There's no one. There's
my
no
God.
One but Gameloft.
I undercooked my macaroni today. God damn it, Gameloft.
I blame Gameloft just for everything now. Like, my recording stops all of a sudden. Damn it, Gameloft.
My alarm went off too early. It's all Gameloft's fault. So yeah, one thing that I recommended, I didn't actually say it to Gameloft directly, but I told some people about this, is that I wish that they would make PvP arenas for, like, when matches in PvP arenas are drawn, it would be +0, -0 for everyone, because that will definitely fix it forever, and no one will ever want to draw, because what's the point? You're going to get 0 points, you're going to get 0 wins, 0 losses, it's just completely pointless. So if they did that, then people would never think to draw, and they'd actually try to win instead of drawing. And, I mean, there's some draws where you can't avoid, like the teams are just really good, or they're both really bad, and they just can't kill each other. So matches like that, I mean, nothing would happen, and that's the point of a draw, where it's just no one's a winner. But I don't think anyone should be penalized for drawing with another team, and it's kind of pointless to me.
I'd say that idea, or another one just being that they increase the damage, not all the way back to what it was, but yeah, maybe just a little bit more, because it's a bit, like, stupid.
I mean, if I'm trying to kill someone with Arrow of Faith now, which is what I do to, like, finish off people, can't even do it. I mean, that's my signature move in PvP arenas. Now I can't freaking do anything.
Yeah, so your crit is, like, though, it's, like, 300 or 200. That's, like, nothing. Like,
I know. Yeah, but honestly, I think they should just leave PvP arenas alone and just nerf the correct things that they need to. So, do you want to talk about the anniversary medal glitch? Just like, we're not going to say how to do it, we're just going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Alright, so basically there's a way to get like unlimited anniversary medals, and you guys know you get anniversary medals from that quiz, and basically once you get a certain amount you can get prizes. And there's this NPC that gives prizes, and the biggest prize is 100 anniversary medals for the fountain hat. And so now that this glitch has been discovered, we see a ton of people with fountain hat walking around, so it's no longer rare. And also, there's this like tiger claw thing, and it looks pretty ridiculous. It looks like punching pads. What are those things called?
Punching gloves?
Yeah, punching gloves. Yeah. It looks like punching gloves, but like cat version. So they look really stupid. But, I mean, everyone has those now. Who knows about the glitch? And I don't know what to think about this. What do you think about it?
I think, again, it's Game Loft's fault. They should have looked into that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Whoever came up with it, who came up with that glitch is, I don't know how they did it, but they probably just
I know. I never know how these people come up with these glitches. Like, there's so many specific things they have to do, and I have no idea how they would actually figure that out randomly.
Yeah, but aside from that, guys, speaking of Greenmont, if you guys want to troll some people, what you do is you get any scroll, stamina, scroll, wisdom, whatever, in Greenmont, and you put it on a guy, and that will put him in PvP mode, and then you kill him.
But you have to be in PvP mode yourself, right?
Huh? No, you really don't. If you use a scroll on someone in Greenmont, it puts him in PvP, and you.
Hmm, okay.
And you can kill the guy, and it's hilarious.
Right. It is pretty funny.
It's funny, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have trouble doing that with my Arrow of Faith, but yeah.
Well, you should do it today. Just do it. Just get any scroll and just use it on the guy, and he'll go into PvP.
Then everyone will find more excuses to blame Xenocide for stuff, so.
Well, I don't know why. I think it might be a glitch, or it might just be that in the game. I don't know, but
pretty sure it's a glitch.
It's funny, though.
I haven't actually gotten the loot from the anniversary bosses in Greenmont. But so far, I've seen two of them, and one of them I've seen, like, about 5 or 6 times. Like, every time a boss spawns, I've seen him since that first time when I saw the rock dude. And these are secret bosses from GSL, and or not secret bosses, I guess they're not secret anymore, just special bosses. And I've seen Edison a ton of times, but I've never gotten the loot for him because I'm never on my ranger or DPS, but it's whoever gets the most DPS who gets the loot from him. And I'm not really sure what the loot is. I've heard it's anniversary medals, but I'm not sure. Do you know?
I heard it was just one anniversary medal.
Just one?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I've seen.
They truly seem like a waste of time to me.
Yeah. If I were them, I would have at least put the chass back, what they did last year.
Yeah, that was so fun. I think that was during the holiday update, though.
Yeah, or bring the bunny rabbit.
Yeah, that was so
that
fun.
That was the best.
I made so much gold in 3 days.
Whoever did that, though, thank you. That was funny.
Yeah. But I do know that the person who found that glitch probably made the most money out of everyone.
Oh, man.
I mean, what if it was there for years and we just didn't know about it and they made, like, 50K or something?
Yeah,
Oh, they probably make more than that, actually.
Well, then that's a selfish asshole.
Yeah.
Good times in ordering cows. Now it's all like sorrow and glitches.
It's all sorrow.
Like, honestly, I don't know any good thing like right now in ordering cows that makes me happy, except for maybe like you know, just messing around or something, not actually doing what you're supposed to do. You know, like I don't know.
It's really strange. The other day, I was just like really bored. And then an ordering chaos just started raining, and the sky became dark, and Green Day started playing. I mean, this is something that happens normally, so I don't know.
I honestly don't think anything is fun in ordering chaos anymore, except when I'm hanging with friends that are funny, like Snake Boy, for instance.
Yeah.
But aside from that, there's really, like, I don't know.
I don't know, I just like the thrill of seeing an epic, and...
Yeah, that, but... That
even if it's not my epic, I just like seeing it, it's pretty cool. Do you want to speculate on the next dungeon real quick?
Yeah, so... my guess, I don't know about your guess, David, but I believe that the new dungeon will be here on Tuesday, this Tuesday. Uh-huh. So, that is in 2 days. They're probably going to have a maintenance in the... And then they're going to release the dungeon. And the dungeon is most likely going to be right next to MZL. There's actually a pathway to a gate...
That. I hope that they finally label that area, because there's probably still people who don't even know there's a dungeon yet, because they haven't seen the label.
How could they miss that?
I don't know.
It's like, it took us a while to find it, except, you know, we could use the dungeon key, but we still couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And then, like...
I think they're just waiting to add the second one to label it, but if they don't label it after that, then I'm just not going to forgive them for that.
Yeah, they should also, with this new kind of system they're doing, they said they're testing it out where every week they're adding something.
Yeah.
Same update. They should at least send us, like, mail saying, like, what's going on. Because everyone's been, like, confused, like, where's the other dungeon?
You've seen the map of the new dungeon, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it. There's, like, an ocean around it.
I actually have to look at it again, but I think what I saw, I think there's also two paths again. So yeah. Maybe there might be that kind of thing again.
I don't know. There looks like some place with, like, caterpillars.
Yeah, here I see it. Oh, yeah.
Not sure what that is.
It looks more like caterpillar poop than anything.
Yeah.
But wait, the thing we start out with is on the bottom left, right? That's where we start?
Yeah, that's the teleporter. Okay. And there's also a purple teleporter over there, so that's probably where we finish. Actually, I'm not sure, like, which ones start, which ones finish. It's probably the blue one to start.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, these maps are so confusing.
It looks kind of like a small dungeon, actually.
I don't know. MZL's a pretty small dungeon, too.
Yeah. Except it takes forever to walk back.
Yeah. but seeing the pictures of the bosses and everything, it really does look pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I can see there's going to be, again, more strategy.
I wonder what gear they're going to have this update. I mean, there's some on OEC head, but... I assume there's going to be the rest of the T3 set, and probably new epics as well, but...
Well, I think everything in the update's already on OEC head.
Yeah.
They're just not releasing it. Like, there is a new trinket that I think is going to replace the Angel Halo, which is a pretty cool trinket, but it's nothing, like, super, like, oh my god. But basically what it is, it's called the Thor of Electricity.
Yeah.
And I just lost the page. Where is it? Okay. Well, basically, what it does is when you use it, here it is. Party members within 25 meters are affected, increasing movement speed by 15%. If a player is hit while under the effect of this buff, they will be stunned for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is going to replace the Angel Halo. But I'm looking at all these other epics I'm looking at, and there's none that have the confirm symbol on it, so I think those are gonna come.
Yeah, I know there's like things that go along with other epics, like there's another Millie Claw that goes with the one we already have, and then there's a Mage Offhand which goes with the Dagger Muse for mages, so there's gonna be stuff like that.
There's also two like scythes or axes that are gonna be two epic ones.
God damn it.
Warrior,
so more warrior epics. Just what we needed.
For Ranger,
oh,
but I'm
okay,
guessing the warriors are just gonna take it.
Yeah. So I'm also assuming, like, with the next dungeon, there's gonna be some way to buy all these recipes, because we have the recipes for the essence of Epoch, and then we have all the T3 recipes, And actually on OEC Head, it shows the T3 recipes, and it says you can buy, for example, this is Robe of Ingenious Winds Dance, it's the Millie Robe, and it says you can buy for 49 mech gears, which is not that much considering how much they drop in the dungeon. So, yeah, that's good. You can buy them for mech gears.
Honestly, though, I think Gameloft is becoming, like, I don't know, like, lazy, because I think they're just, like, instead of having a new, brand new epic for classes, I think they just make an epic just for, like, two classes because they're too lazy. Because I've seen a bunch that are just, like, Mage and Monk, Mage and Monk, Mage and Monk. Like, that's all I've been seeing.
I think the weirdest one I saw was, I believe it's the Ranger Dagger, and it has Monk listed, and there's some Monk that actually has that dagger, because apparently there's no Ranger on the team, and it dropped off the boss, so the Monk could equip the Ranger Dagger. I guess it's ALG, is that going to be the initials for it?
ALG, oh, probably.
Because usually we have, like, an L afterwards. Like, for the weirdest one, which our community came up with, was GSL, and that was that stands for Gate of Salen, which is actually not the name of the dungeon. The name of the dungeon is Salen, the Lower City. So, I don't know.
So
I don't know
what the
initials are
going to be. ALGL.
Yeah, but that'd be kind of weird. There's too many L's. Maybe
AGL. ALGL. I love G.
People like to shorten stuff, so it might be AGL, maybe.
It's fun. I like though, because the new players don't understand that.
Yeah.
They're just like LFG, AGLE, SGLL.
So I think that's basically it. Thanks, guys, for watching, and thanks, Ben, for guest starring.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we will see you guys next time. Alright, so that's about it for this episode, and now it's time for the question of the week. So the question of the week this week is, do you think MZL is challenging enough? Just leave your comments below if you've already done MZL, and if you haven't, then obviously just don't comment. So yeah, that's it for this episode. Thanks guys for watching, and I will see you next time.